KC News at 5. I'm News Director Lauren Gallagher. Thank you for joining us. Tonight's top stories include an assault at Alibaba, Moreau Day, and the Eagles' recent win. Later, we'll get details on an alternative band with an all-new artist spotlight, followed by the weather forecast for the next few days. A popular nightclub in the Wilkes-Barre area, Alibaba Liquor Lounge, was the site of a recent sexual assault. Sexual assaults are also common on college campuses. Downtown Wilkes-Barre has two local colleges, which makes some of us susceptible to an attack. Station manager Katie Pugh interviewed a King's College criminal justice and sociology professor who offers us safety tips on how to avoid being the victim of sexual assault.
Earlier in the month, a sexual assault occurred at popular Wilkes-Barre College hangout Alibaba's Liquor Lounge, according to the Wilkes-Barre police. A 33-year-old woman was said to have been assaulted by a man near the club on South Main Street. Alibaba's is popular with King's and Wilkes students alike for under 21 nights and popular local DJs. King's criminal justice and sociology professor Paul Lindenmuth discussed how to stay safe at bars, clubs, and other places on or near campus.
Sexual assaults are quite common in and around colleges and universities, mainly because students do not make themselves aware of what's going on within the community. They may feel safe, and so therefore they let down their guard and do not take precautions to prevent sexual assaults.
Lindenmuth stressed the importance of situational awareness and bystander intervention for both men and women.
Everyone should be aware of the problems involving sexual assault. We need to pay attention as bystanders to what may be going on. We look at the person committing the crime, we look at the victim, and we make judgments about them. The problem is we need to make judgments about ourselves. Bystander awareness is extremely important. You see something going on that doesn't appear to be right, it's time to take a stand, step in, and try to alleviate the situation and prevent any type of problem that may occur, whether it be sexual assault, aggravated assault, simple assault, or anything like that, harassment, by being an active bystander.
Lindenmuth notes that even places that don't serve alcohol could pose a safety threat, but not to be overly paranoid.
Any place where you congregate presents an issue of safety. We can't be paranoid about that, otherwise we're not going to go out and socialize. So young people, whether it is in a place where they're providing facilities for those under the age of 18 or under age of 21 to dance and commiserate with each other, or whether it be bars and those locations that serve over 21, the same rules apply. You need to be aware of your circumstances, aware of your surroundings. Other people need to be aware of their surroundings, young people, men and women, for safety reasons.
While King's College campus security did not return emails requesting an interview, Lindenmuth discussed some of the services provided by security.
Well, campus security here takes care of that. They do provide the ability to escort you to your car after classes, all around. There are call boxes here on campus should an emergency arise. Students should familiarize themselves with the safety characteristics of the college, know where these phones are, know who is part of security, know who's working 3 to 11, who's working the midnights, who works day work. Know those security guards, be familiar with who they are. They can't be everywhere, but if you know where these call boxes are, know where security is while you're on campus, it allows them to do their job a lot better.
Students and staff also have a part to play, Lindenmuth adds.
And if you see something that looks out of place, you need to report it to security because they don't have eyes everywhere. We as participants on this campus, whether it's faculty, staff, or students, if we see things that seem awry, we need to notify campus security because let's say there's five of them on campus, that's five sets of eyes. But if we have over 2,000 students here on campus, that's 2,000 sets of eyes that will help that five set of eyes.
Lindenmuth also discussed what should be done if an assault or an attempted assault should occur.
First thing to do is contact the police. Notify them of what's happened. They will instruct you whether it has, no matter whether it's been an attempted sexual assault or whether it's been a full rape, you need to contact the police and they need to get you or you need to get yourself to a hospital. Do not go home. Do not get rid of your clothes. Do not wash because there's evidence that can be obtained from that. Don't have to necessarily prosecute the case. Police want you to do that mainly because rape is the most underreported violent crime in this nation. You talk about epidemics. That's one of the biggest epidemics, is that women or men, because men can be raped, do not report, mainly because of embarrassment, and there's other issues also. But it's extremely important to report this so that we can take care of those who have committed these crimes against you.
Resources for victims of sexual violence are abundant, and getting counseling is a critical step in the healing process. The Victims Resource Center on North Franklin Street adjacent to campus offers support during the whole process of reporting and recovering from sexual violence. But these crimes can also be prevented entirely. Speak up, seek help, and act if something isn't right. For the WRKC News at 5, I'm Station Manager Katie Pugh.
Moreau Day, celebrated on January 20th, honors the founder of the Congregation of the Holy Cross, Basil Moreau. As Moreau Day approached on campus, students graduating this year reflected on Moreau's ideals at a senior dinner with the college's president, Father Jack Ryan. Program director John Flynn attended the dinner and has the story tonight.
January 20th was the feast day of Blessed Basil Moreau, founder of the Congregation of Holy Cross, which is the religious order that sponsors King's College. As a man of zeal, his passion to service was noticed, as his mission of the religious order was to make God known, loved, and served. The class of 2018 celebrated the beginning of their last semester of studies at King's with a dinner with President Father Jack Ryan on Friday, the eve of Blessed Basil Moreau's feast, and members of the class reflected upon their time of study at King's as well as the ideas of Basil Moreau. Ryan Daly had pairs of students stare at each other in the eye for 1 minute to realize what the human experience is as a reflection of Catholic social teaching at the college.
So when you look at somebody in the eyes, what you're really seeing is you're acknowledging them as a human being, and you can make that connection, and you're realizing, wow, this is another human being in front of me. They suffer in the same way that I do. And once you understand that you suffer in the same way as everybody you look at, it's impossible not to feel empathetic towards that person.
Physician assistant student Katie Boyarski looked at the different ways King's meant so much to her as she talks about how the class as a group was able to foster communities here and far under the teaching of the Congregation of Holy Cross.
It means we care about the bigger picture in this world, where all first-year students interact with a part of the community outside of King's, with CityServe. And some go on to raise money and spread awareness about certain issues in the community, and some even help others across the nation and in other countries as well through the Cheval Center. It means that we care about and we foster diversity, from celebrating MLK Day with music and powerful speeches to having and welcoming different religions and sharing our cultures in campus-wide held panels, movies, and talks.
Mike Boris, a theology and philosophy student who is set to begin seminary formation for the Diocese of Scranton in the fall, talks about his recent experience on serve trips to Virginia and to South Bend, Indiana, and what he saw in his own mind about the desire for one to serve others through social teaching.
And those were essential for me, because I was able to see a world beyond myself and to be able to have an experience of something more than what my own mind could understand. The service trips really put you outside of yourself and make you look to the needs of others.
A final element of service and zeal is that of hope. The motto of the Congregation of Holy Cross is Ave Cruz Spes Unica. When translated from Latin, it means, Hail the Cross, our only hope. To put this concept in perspective, President Father Jack Ryan talked about Viktor Frankl's book, Man's Search for Meaning, where he chronicled his experience at the Auschwitz concentration camps during World War II as he reflected the hope of survivors to hope on an everyday basis.
You have to have a reason to get up in the morning, and hope is what gets you up in that morning. And these years here at King's, you had different hopes. Hopes give us direction. They shape our lives. We have hopes for profession, social hopes. We have relational hopes. We have spiritual hopes. And some of those hopes you achieve, some of them you might have abandoned because they're not worthy of your efforts. And some lie out there in the future, and perhaps you're pondering them there. Some of them might excite you, some of them might make you a little bit afraid.
For the WRKC News at 5, I'm Program Director John Flynn.
Stay tuned for an artist spotlight, a story about the Eagles' involvement in the upcoming Super Bowl, and an update on the weather to come.
one thing to be aware of breast cancer. It's another to do something about it. Here's to the heroes who make pink so much more than a color. Get involved at komen.org/morethanpink.
Hi, this is Brian.
And Mikey.
And Pat.
From Weezer.
And you are listening to
WRKC.
88.5 FM, Wilkes-Barre.
The news at 5 continues on 88.5 WRKC, Wilkes-Barre.
What's going on? This is Sam Zavada, the music director at WRKC. Tonight's artist spotlight will be focused on the career of the late Dolores O'Riordan, and by extension, the Cranberries. A previous artist spotlight had me honor Tom Petty, and now perhaps this situation hits even harder on this particular station, as the sound of O'Riordan's voice is likely to be found in the libraries of college radio's past. In recognition of her work, here are three Cranberry songs entitled Sunday, Show Me, and Saving Grace. You just heard an artist spotlight on Dolores O'Riordan, the voice behind the Cranberries, who died last week at the unfortunately young age of 46. The joy will linger on, and the dream will continue. If you enjoyed this program tonight, make sure to always tune in to the news at 5 to hear the best music in college radio. I've been Sam Zavada, the music director at WRKC. Have a wonderful night.
The Eagles won against the Vikings in the most recent game this past Sunday. The victory has landed the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl against the New England Patriots. Sports director Dan Stokes reviews the Eagles' season and the likelihood of another win at Super Bowl 52 on Sunday, February 4th.
The Super Bowl has extra meaning in the state of Pennsylvania this year. Last Sunday, the Philadelphia Eagles defeated the Minnesota Vikings in the NFC Championship game. The Eagles will travel to Minneapolis, Minnesota to take on Tom Brady and the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 52. King's College junior and Eagles superfan Aaron Kratz spoke about his feeling when he knew the Eagles were going to the Super Bowl.
I was really surprised, and once I knew the game was out of reach, it was definitely a surreal feeling, considering it's been over a decade since we've been there.
The last time the Eagles made the Super Bowl, it was in February of 2005. It was Super Bowl 39, when Donovan McNabb, then franchise quarterback, and head coach Andy Reid took on Bill Belichick and Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. That decision did not go in the Eagles' favor. The Patriots wound up winning 24-21. Aaron Kratz remembers that day pretty well.
I remember the feeling of defeat, obviously, which, you know, it's never a fun thing. And me and my dad were watching together. Definitely wasn't a good time in that household for a little while.
Eagles fans have been hoping to get revenge on Tom Brady since 2005, and this year, they believe they will capitalize. This season, the Eagles have had to overcome so much adversity, losing starting quarterback Carson Wentz to an ACL tear, winning with backup quarterback Nick Foles. Is this the year? Is this the year the Eagles finally win the Super Bowl? Aaron Kratz thinks so.
Yeah, I do. I think we're the team of destiny. I mean, you lose your star quarterback with a few games left in the season, and then Nick Foles steps up and he's playing the way he is now. I see the defense stepping up and we take the dub.
Kratz gives the Eagles one piece of advice that they must follow.
Do not, if we're up, do not let Tom Brady back into it. That's the key. Tom Brady cannot come back and win a fourth quarter win just like last year.
Any way you look at it, Super Bowl 52 is going to be one for the ages. Eagles fans are excited. Patriots fans are excited. NFL fans are probably not as excited because they are two of the most despised franchises in all of football. But that's what makes it a fun game to watch. Eagles fans, I know you're hoping to hear this sound, the Eagles fight song. For the WRKC News at 5, I'm Sports Director Dan Stokes.
And now for the weather. Tonight will be colder than the past few nights with a low of 20. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy with a high of 34. And Friday will be sunny with a high of 44. Dr. Michael Gusmano of the School of Public Health at Rutgers University will deliver the annual St. Andre Bessette Lecture on Medical Ethics titled Health Reform in the U.S., Philosophical and Political Divisions, this Monday the 29th at 7 p.m. The King's College Blood Council is hosting a Disney-themed blood drive tomorrow in the Campus Center between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. The Accounting Association is holding a fundraiser selling King's jackets until Wednesday, January 31st. Prices start at $32.50. This has been the WRKC News at 5. I'm News Director Lauren Gallagher. Have a wonderful Wednesday.
This has been the News at 5 on WRKC, Radio King's College, Wilkes-Barre.